You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1638. Today's episode features Horses in the Morning Show co-hosts Glenn and Ashley, along with the host of the Humble Hoof podcast, Alicia Harlov, and they're having a chat about deep sulcus thrush. Stay tuned for equal amounts of ew and oh my gosh. This episode is brought to you by Sentinel Horse Nutrition. Sentinel Horse Nutrition knows there's no horse like your horse, and nobody gets their quirks and emotions and unique personalities better than you do. Just like you understand your horse inside and out, Sentinel's expert nutritionists understand their individual dietary needs. With a wide selection of formulas, Sentinel Horse Feed has something for every life stage and every activity level. Sentinel's 100% extruded nugget formulas are packed with naturally wholesome ingredients, crafted for your horse's whole body well-being. Discover the difference of feed that's purposefully made to perfectly fit your horse. Visit feedsentinel.com/podcast to learn more or find a retailer near you. That's feedsentinel.com/podcast.
Now, I am so excited to have on the show with us today, Alicia Harlov of the Humble Hoof podcast and fame. Now, Alicia, this topic came to us in the auditor room. And while I was obviously very familiar with thrush, before we hit record, I had to double check how to even pronounce this word, deep sulcus thrush. Can you tell us what it is precisely, please?
Yeah. So I think most people are familiar with thrush itself. You know, it's a microbial infection in the frog, and deep central sulcus thrush is when you're looking at the bottom of the foot, right in the middle of the back of the frog, if you see a slit that goes down through the heel bulbs, that is a central sulcus infection. So the central sulcus is the middle back part of the frog, and that's not supposed to be any deeper than a thumbprint. So a lot of people, when they're picking out their horse's feet, if they can put a hoof pick into the middle of their horse's heel bulb, especially if that horse like yanks their foot away because it's sensitive, that's actually an infection. And that's something that we want to treat and heal.
I see. And so when you say treating, we're calling our farrier, our vets, who's the first and second calls we're making here to start with diagnosis and treatment?
I mean, honestly, you know, we're not diagnosing anything. Like a veterinarian would be diagnosing things. But when it comes to the frog, the owner is absolutely able to do this on their own. The first place I always start is making sure that you're giving the horse everything it needs to have a healthy body and healthy feet. So for me, that's making sure that they have a really good diet. You're not overloading them with excess sugars and carbs that they're not using. You're giving them minerals to help them grow a healthy foot and a healthy frog. But when you want to actually get rid of the infection that's active, the owner can treat that themselves. I personally will clean out that central sulcus. I'll take hoof pick. I'll even take maybe some cotton and or like a piece of gauze and actually kind of floss it out as long as the horse is comfortable for me to do that. And then I'll pack it with something like, I personally like a red horse hoof stuff, but all it is cotton fibers mixed with zinc oxide. So think like Desitin diaper cream and honey. So I sometimes have owners just go to the store and get some Desitin and like, you know, take it on their hoof pick and floss it right into that crack to try to treat themselves. Typically, if this horse is getting a good diet and it's moving to stimulate its frog, that should clear up on its own fairly quickly. Like I want to see that gone within a cycle or two, like a trim or shoeing cycle or two.
Wow. So what are some things to look out for? I mean, I know sometimes thrush, like there's that smell associated with it. Other than the deep crack, if you will, and maybe some tenderness, are there any other, let's call it a signifier to let us know that we need to go to the store and get diaper cream and honey for this?
Yeah, I mean, I think those are the main things. Like you shouldn't be able to put a fix between a horse's heel bulbs. If those heel bulbs in the back of your horse's foot are touching each other, like in the middle, that is not a good sign. Even if it seems like the middle of their heel bulbs is dry, it doesn't seem like there's any active smell or infection, I still want to make sure that they're, you know, we're treating down as deep as we can in that split. because it could be harboring some bacteria that we just can't see. It's so deep in there. I want to make sure that when I'm looking at the bottom of the foot, the hairline looks more like a straight line instead of a V. And I don't want to see those heel bulbs touching. So that's my big warning sign that, okay, the back of this foot is not functioning correctly. There's something that's causing this hoof to contract and protect itself. So why is that happening? So that's something where the owner should talk to their farrier or veterinarian, and there's no harm in treating it with something that's non-caustic, even just like a 50-50 apple cider vinegar and water spray to try to get it down in there and make sure that that environment is non-inhabitable for unhealthy microbes.
We love DIY solution and, you know, ones that don't cost a lot. That doesn't happen a whole lot in our horse world. So thank you for that. You know, we have some tools to add to our tool belt. What would someone expect maybe if this would go on untreated? Would that lead to lameness or something worse?
Yes. So there have been dissections of horses that have this infection where the infection goes straight to their corium, which is the sensitive tissue inside the foot. And I have had clients, I don't want to like freak anybody out, but I have had clients where their horse has been diagnosed with navicular disease. They've even seen, you know, bone damage on radiographs, and the horse has been chronically lame for years. And I come in and pick up the foot, and I'm like, oh, they have this really terrible central sulcus infection in their frog. Let's get that cleared up because that's causing pain. You know, I mean, even if the horse doesn't seem like they react to it, it's not comfortable. And I've had horses where once that infection went away, the horse went sound and they never had lameness issues again. So they went from having this degenerative diagnosis of navicular to suddenly being like a performance horse with no lameness issues just because they treated the thrush. So I want to take it seriously. And that's why I kind of educate on making sure that the foot is healthy and identifying those warning signs like we were talking about of where something has gone wrong.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. And we see you doing amazing things over there on the Humble Hoof Podcast. Folks, be sure to like and subscribe and find Humble Hoof Podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Alicia is a wealth of knowledge and one of our more popular shows on the network. So congratulations for that, Alicia. Hard work, well received. And I mean, I always think, you know, horses have 4 feet. You're a brilliant businesswoman to make a podcast about that at all. Horses have feet. So well done.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me. It was fun.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.